friends, once again, how are you? This is Art House Radio. This is episode number 78. We are 78 episodes deep into the saga of Art House. Glad to have you with me. My name is Troy Ramos. I am your ship's captain, your commander-in-chief of this audio experience, this audio menage. However you want to phrase it. I am coming to you live from Portland, Oregon. I am on the West Coast. This is the West Coast edition of Art House Radio. It's actually sunny today. How about that? It is, apparently it's been really rainy here, which is no surprise, but the first couple days I was here, I felt like that horse in the Neverending Story, Artex. You know Artex. You know what I'm talking about. Is it Artex? I don't know how to spell that. But, you know, he gets trapped in the river of sadness, and he can't quite get out of it. That's how I felt last night, and then because I'm lucky with the surroundings that I'm in, people, etc., I got pulled out of it. And alcohol doesn't help, or doesn't hurt. Sorry, it always helps. I guess it doesn't help sometimes. It doesn't help the following morning, but it doesn't hurt. So, yeah, it's been rainy, but today, beautiful day, sunny. Actually bought a pair of sunglasses. I think that's the first pair of sunglasses bought in Portland, Oregon since 1977. Little fun fact there for you. So that's been happening. Let me tell you a little bit about what's happened here. I visited some places. Some of them are new. I would like to share with you now my favorite places in Portland, Oregon. Are you ready? There will be no theme music, and I'm just going to launch into it. All right, number one on the list, Movie Madness. I love this place. It has all the charm of a 90s video store and all the like the VIP nature of a museum. So it's got both, right? You go in there and it's got like Richard Burton's underwear over to the side, and then you look over and it's got Danny Kaye's socks. Oh my God, I gotta get a Danny Kaye movie. It sounds like I'm making fun of it. I'm not. It's great. They have lots of things. And I know you're thinking, well, what do they have that you can't find online? Well, first of all, privacy. That's one thing. And secondly, you'd be wrong. They've got all kinds of really cool DVD and Blu-rays. I love it. I always get like some obscure British comedy. Although they don't have Barbara. Do you know Barbara? The British comedy? It's so funny and you can't find it anywhere. You can buy it in the Region 2 section of Amazon.com. So dumb. Why do we have different regions? I got an old computer that's set to Region 2 when I was living in England, and I can't use it because you only get 5. It's not that it's annoying enough to change from one region to another, but now you have to, you only get 5 changes, and then it's set in stone. Give me a break. It's sort of like texting. Like, if I text a friend in Canada, like, it's going to cost more. A text doesn't cost you anything. Stop playing games. All right, anyway, that turned into a rant. Let me say my second favorite spot, Holman's. Went there the other night. Got a $5 well whiskey and Rainier beer. Now, are those top of the line? Is it a top-notch whiskey drink? Lost my train of thought there. And is it a $10 porter from Dark Horse Brewing or I don't know, whatever the brewing is out here. Rogue. No. But $5, you can't beat that. Holman's is a gem. It's an East Side gem where it's 2006 Portland right there. You can't go back in time. But you can at Holman's. That should be their phrase right now. $5. That's all it took. And they had me at $5, I guess. I don't know. I went to Dovivi. I don't know, Dovivi. It's over on the east side as well. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because you probably don't give a shit if you've never been here. But their pizza was amazing. I don't know that you can call it pizza. And I don't mean that as a knock. I'm just saying, I think it's so good. I think it might be something else. It's almost like if a pizza and a quiche fucked, and out came this beautiful Dovivi slice of heaven. That's what it is. That's what it felt like to me. I still think Escape from New York Pizza on Northwest 23rd, that's still the best pizza. If you've got a better one in Portland, Oregon, you can send it to me. Maybe I'll try a slice while I'm here. Don't send me slices with, like, Bellagio's or Rovente. Like, you gotta bring your A game. Okay, so last place that I think is my favorite right now in Portland. Well, Sweet Pea is always in there, but that's, like, a personal favorite. You know, I'm always... It's going to be really sad if Sweet Pea or Food Fight ever go out of business. Those are two vegan places. Am I a vegan anymore? No. I'm not going to launch into that story now. It's a long one. But you think it's not full of espionage and intrigue and drama, but it is. International, by the way. But that's a tale for another day. Tecate Bar. I think it's called Tecate. It's over by Burgerville on 12th and Hawthorne, if you're curious. You walk into this bar. It looks like a place that, you can get like a quick burger, like a White Castle or Little Big Burger or something like that. But then you go upstairs, and it's like this cool bar. It's like half secret society looking. These are all Portland references, by the way. And then at the back is like a treehouse. So you're like drinking in a treehouse, but it's large. Really cool. That's one of my favorite. So that wraps up my favorite PDX places. Now, what can we get to next? Let's talk about The Walking Dead. Finished. I've caught up. I don't know why I keep watching this show, but did I mention this is Pop Culture Fridays, by the way? I don't think I did. Welcome to Art House Radio. This is Pop Culture Fridays for March 10th, 2017. Are you having a good week? Yes? Great. Now, back to The Walking Dead. I think Eugene and... Well, this is going to be a spoiler alert, so if you want to know this, just fast forward for like a minute and you'll be fine. I think Dwight and Eugene are going to end up being the heroes. I think you think it's going to be Rick, and it's always the people who you don't expect. Sort of like in the movie Hoosiers. Yeah, Jimmy Chitwood, he was a great shooter. But Ollie, his little underhand granny shots, that's what got him in. There'd be no Jimmy Chitwood game-winning shot in the state title game in Indiana. There wouldn't even be that if it wasn't for Ollie. So, there you go. So, Dwight and Eugene, the guy with the Tennessee top hat, I don't know if his name is Eugene. I think it's Eugene. Something's going on. That guy's, he's got a couple extra cards in the deck. That's how smart that guy is. I think he's got something up his sleeve. But I think so far it's good. I don't know. It took me like a couple of days to catch up. I hadn't seen most of the season I know that people know how it ends because there's a zine, but I feel like a slave to I don't like watching things in real time. Like, I went back and watched Lost and Breaking Bad and Deadwood all after they were long finished, and that's the way to go. Now I gotta, watch everybody go on like talk shows and they're talking about it and they're theorizing and they don't have any idea. I just want it to be over. Sopranos, I just finished. That's how long I like. Maybe that's the opposite of pop culture. Maybe this is anti-Pop Culture Fridays. It could be. Yeah, so that's what I think is going to happen. I think, let me just, I want to say one more thing about The Walking Dead, and I don't want you to get mad at me, but I'm not buying the Rick Michonne thing. I don't know why. They just don't seem like they would match, I think like Michonne and Eugene, I think that would work. I think Rick and, Rick and the priest, that would be good, would be a good matchup. I don't know, but I'm just not, does anybody else feel that way? Like, I feel like Michonne, like, I don't know, she's, I mean, I guess she's pretty, but like, it's not, like, I'm not big on dreads, which I feel like she has dreads. I mean, that would probably be a good hairstyle for that time. You don't want to have to wash your hair all the time. Rick's hair is not growing, by the way. Like, everybody's, where are they getting their hair cut? Like, Eugene's sort of makes sense. Yeah, he's got a mullet. But, I mean, I think Michonne's is the most accurate. Anyway, just my thought. I feel like it's sort of like La La Land. I'm not really buying that they're sort of together. Like, there's something that's not quite right. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think you know what I mean. I think you're all afraid to say it. It's just you don't want to say that the two main characters can't get together and have a baby. Well, they are probably the main characters, but it doesn't always work out that way, my friend. So, I'd like to see Maybe one of them die. I'm just kidding. That's a little harsh. But yeah, I thought it was okay. I thought that the end of the first half of Walking Dead this season, where Negan, you know, went to town on a couple people, I thought that was, like, it was the high point in a really bad way. And I think that it's going to take something special to top that. I think they peaked a little too early. And you know, when they beat Negan, as they will, then it's going to be like, okay, now what's going to happen? There's going to be, first there's the governor, and there's Negan. What's next? You know, are we just going to keep going through this? Somebody needs to jazz this up a little bit and get to the point where, like, all of a sudden zombies are, like, training, and they're faster, and they're running, like, in 28 Days Later. Now, there's a zombie movie, 28 Days Later, where zombies are running at full speed at you. That's going to put some poop in your pants right there, even as a watcher. I'm not saying for me, but I'm just saying in general. All right, let's get to the third and final story of Pop Culture Fridays as I do this hopefully lovely podcast on vacation, I might add. It's like a working vacation, I guess. I can't really stop working. I don't know. Yesterday, I spent all morning like working. I've got this Kickstarter project that is all done. It's going to launch as soon as I hear back from Kickstarter. And I worked on like the cover art album, which I really like. I think you're going to like it. I'm going to put it up soon. And basically, don't take this as gospel, but basically the idea is that you donate $10, you get a free CD, includes shipping. That's a pretty good fucking deal, right? It's a full solo piano album, 45 minutes, I think. And it's good. I love it. Well, I mean, you may not think it's good, but $10 is a pretty good deal, I think, in this day and age. So that's the project. It's called the 12 Stars. That's the name of it. It's going to be hashtag 12 Stars. Should get that started. Okay. Let me go on with the podcast here. And I know that you all have been waiting for this moment. I know it's about a month late, but I know you've been waiting for me to talk about it. Taco Bell, wait for it. Just wait. I haven't finished. Taco Bell exposes the naked chicken chalupa, launches nationwide several weeks ago. I'm just going to read Taco Bell's little thing here, so that you know, kind of what you're dealing with. The shell is the chicken is the shell. Taco Bell is, I'm going to read this like a fake American sports like newscaster. Taco Bell is coming unshelled with its latest food innovation, coming in a form of the first taco shell made entirely of marinated all-white crispy chicken. The naked chicken chalupa will bear all nationwide on January 26th, clucking the trend of traditional fried chicken. Something this delicious yet different is bound to ruffle some feathers. Some might even cluck their tongues at it, said Marissa Talberg, chief marketing officer at Taco Bell Corporation. However, we feel confident that once our fans get a taste of the naked chicken chalupa, they're going to understand exactly why this is our next big, fun, and craveable innovation, following in the footsteps of the Doritos Locos Tacos 5 years ago and the Quesalupa just last year. Yeah, I'm not going to go on and read because it goes on forever, but this sounds like some dumb shit. Dumb shit. Ah, the chicken, where the fried chicken is the shell, just like mis abuelos used to make back in the day. You know, calling to their the ancestors, the ghosts of taco past, frying up a chicken and making that as the shell. Dumb. I don't know why this country. You know what? I don't know what to say. Like, it's clearly going to be popular. Like the McRib. They found out that it has some materials, the same materials they put in yoga mats, and still the McRib sells. You know, people are going to go there now and get it because they're going to go get Shamrock Shakes. That's what's happening in USA. So let's go to Taco Bell on Twitter right now. This is happening. And let's tweet something at them. What should we tweet? I should have a live call in here. I should be doing this live. So I'm just looking at Taco Bell's stupid page. And one of the top tweets on the top says, "Love is ... bringing home Taco Bell when I didn't ask for any." That got almost 9,000 likes. All right, I made a joke about, socks. Smelly, dirty socks the other day. It was a good one. And nobody liked it. Okay, I didn't. maybe it wasn't a good joke, but 9,000 for that? Jesus, that's terrible. What are we going to tweet then? Let's tweet something right now. Taco Bell, just follow me here. Your chicken, what was it? Your naked chicken chalupa. Let's see if, let's do something fake nice. How about that? I don't even know what a chalupa is. What is it? Is it like something with a shell? Isn't that a taco? How about this? Your naked chicken chalupa makes me weep with anger. How about that? Your naked chicken chalupa makes me weep with anger. Hashtag taco Mary's chalupa. I don't know. All right, there. No, I don't know if that's not the hashtag. Your naked chicken chalupa makes me weep with anger. I'm so tired of this place. I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but that was only because, you know, if you live in a place where there's a lot of Kentaco huts, you don't have like the finer establishments. I'm gonna think of a better hashtag, and I'm gonna tweet that at them, so you can be sure to like it, because I'm sure nobody else is going to. Although maybe it'll get 9,000 tweets. I'll think of a better line too, but know that it's happening from the Art House account, so you can follow that. Okay, I think that's it. This is just gonna be a light episode, kind of like a, you know, not a full meal, but just like a little, you know, like hors d'oeuvres. And I'm going to have, I got a friend coming on next week. He says he's going to come on. I'm not going to say his name, but he's promised to get high with me and come on the show. I've got another friend working up in the northern part of Washington, bonding with trees, calling to nymphs, wood nymphs, if you will. You know, breathing in that air, getting ready for earth shattering, no pun intended, a battle between humans and nature. Man versus nature, the road to victory, as Troy McClure once said. And yeah, I think I'm going to open a live session, tweeting session. Where I go live and then I tweet it, and you can call into the show in some fashion. Would you like that? Tweet at me at arthouse43 on Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/arthouse43. Okay, I'm very tired. Smoked a lot of weed today, and I rode my bike all the way out to the west side of town. By the way, I think the east side is the best side. I didn't used to think that. I do think that now. I've just been trying to enjoy my days before I head back to Michigan, head back to Detroit, and get my shit together. And I'm enjoying seeing friends, and I've got a lot more to see. And I hope that we can have a drink and laugh about life. And because you never know, right? Like, it could happen, the unthinkable. And it's going to be really sad. And I don't know how I brought this party down so quickly like that. But these are things that I think about all the time. So let's just leave it at that. It was a beautiful day here today, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week. Don't forget to look up 12 Stars. It should be up by the end of the weekend. That's the new piano album. New piano album. Alert! 12 Stars. That's the new thing. I will see you then if you don't message me before then, and maybe I'll reply. Okay. I love you. You're beautiful. We're so good together. And I will see you next time, friends. Until the next Pop Culture Fridays, my friends. Art House Radio. Art House Radio. Art House Radio. Art House Radio.